Mary Stevenson Cassatt, 1845 to 1926. A Caress, 1891. Pastel on Paper. Cassatt was born to a privileged family and spent much of her youth abroad. She lived in Philadelphia from 1861 to 1865 and studied at the Pennsylvania Academy before settling permanently in Paris. She exhibited regularly at the Salon from 1868 to 1876. In 1877, Degas invited her to exhibit with the Impressionists, whom she joined from 1879 to 1886. During this time, she developed the themes that would characterize her oeuvre, women and children engaged in domestic activities. At her death, Cassatt was considered by many to be America's leading female artist. A Caress was shown in 1891 at Cassatt's solo exhibition at the prestigious Galerie Durand-Ruelle in Paris. Her confident technique belies the difficulties of working in pastel. In the flat surfaces and subject matter, the work reveals the influence of Japanese prints, which she had studied. The theme also owes a debt to the Western tradition of representations of the Madonna and Child. Cassatt's close friend and patron, Lusine Havemeyer, bought the pastel in 1895, just before the opening of the artist's first major American retrospective. Because it was a favorite, Havemeyer did not bequeath it to the Metropolitan Museum of Art, along with the rest of the Havemeyer collection, but gave it to her daughter, Electra Havemeyer Webb, the founder of the Shelburne Museum, whose own daughter sold it months before her house burned to the ground.